Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Danny Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
That's right. Danny Lunderman here now.
Good morning.
I'm Danny Milliken. We are the Dannys, the Danny Power Hour, or Danny Time, what do we call it?
Danny Squared.
Danny Squared.
I don't know. You called a lot of crazy things.
I'm not sure we use math quite that much here on this gardening show. Well, real quick, Susie's been holding for a bit, so we're going to get her on. Hey, Susie.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a question about hibiscus, and I was listening to the caller or to the guy's information before this.
Yeah.
But I have three. One of them is blooming really well, or it was. It's kind of stopped. And they all came from the same place, planted about the same time. It's been a while. But I have one that will bud and get a really pretty, look like it's going to bloom real well, and then it will never open. Mm-hmm. And then it's got to where it won't even get a bud on it. It's not dying. It doesn't look like it's dying at all, but they just won't open up their blossom or get a bud right now.
So you got some real shy hibiscus.
Right. I don't know if, you know, I don't think it's that about the planting. Like I said, it's been there a while. It could be the rain. I heard you say it does. They don't like wet feet. But I've used the Dakota Rev on it. Didn't seem to help.
Well, let's get Danny to chime in here. See if he's got any thoughts on this.
So my first thought is going to be thrips. Thrips will do that. Keep the bud from opening. So you need to look for thrips. That'd be one, and that's an easy process. You can pull a bud off that's fixing to open or that should have opened, and beat it on a white piece of paper, and you'll see the little bugs fall out of it and scurry around.
And okay.
That'd be a easy test. And then the other ones, rain's going to have something to do with it. Been so wet.
Right.
You know, fertilization. But the way you're telling me, I'm going to lean toward thrips.
Thrips, okay.
Yeah, that's interesting because I hear that problem a lot more for roses.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they do, is they kind of suck out enough juice that the outer bloom just stayed clenched.
Right.
So what are some solutions for thrips?
Usually what I would recommend would be a systemic, and that it gets into the plant because it's hard to get the thrips that are hiding inside the bloom.
Yeah.
So systemic is usually what we recommend.
What part of town are you in, Susie?
Pearland.
Well, I would take a journey on over to Enchanted Forest. It's closer than you think down either the Beltway or 610, whichever your route is. But it sounds like Danny's got a real vision for how to help this thing.
Yeah, we have a lot of people come out from Pearland.
Okay. And again, you said to use what on it?
A systemic. Yeah, pesticide.
Okay, a systemic pesticide.
That's going to be the surest way to get in
there. This would be something that you're putting down on the soil or you're injecting into the plant.
You can spray it foliar or in the soil.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so what I have done, if you're really trying to keep it kind of, you know, organic, air quotes, is you can buy predatory mites and put them down into the base of your roses, your hibiscus, anything Italian cypress that's having mite or thrip problems. And they'll eat the thrips. They'll stop the thrips that way. They don't like molasses, but that just keeps them at bay for a couple weeks.
And are you saying, spell this, is it thrips or thrips?
T-H-R-I-P.
Okay. Okay.
And they're a little like long insect, little bitty insect. Are they chili thrips, Danny? Is it the same?
Oh, no, you're asking me wrong. Yeah, thrips.
So there you go, Susie. I think that might be the problem. I also, just to encourage bloom health, that maximum blooms for MicroLife is really great for just getting more blooms and pushing bigger blooms.
Okay. So, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susie. It's always a struggle dealing with those insects that you can't see.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And these little guys will hide in. Yeah. And then the damage, I haven't seen them on hibiscus, but is the damage similar? Like, is it where there's kind of like you see?
Yeah, the bloom just goes
Yeah, and it's just like bloom. A little crispy.
Yep. Yep.
Well, look for that. If anybody else out there dealing with hibiscus questions, rose questions, we're here to help. That's what we do. 281-496-5711. Danny Linderman is here. I also am here as well. Also, Danny, too. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Hi, this is Nick Koenig. Come see us at Warren Southern Garden and Kingwood Garden Center.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now,
281-496-5711. We're dealing with a lot out there in the gardening world, us gardeners. Summer's wild for the vegetables, don't know what to plant. We've got so much water problems, standing water, drainage issues leading to big weed pressure, disease pressure, all that stuff going on. We're here to help. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. Really, I have one job here, and that's to say the number. You know what I mean? Like, Danny's here to give the advice out. My one job is to say the number, and I'm just, honestly, I'm doing a really good job. All right, Derek, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, I have a question. I bought a viburnum, and I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Nailed it.
About 4 years ago, and it's pretty big and green and lush, but the white blooms never came. And I'm wondering, what did I do wrong, or can you give me some advice, or is it just too late? Thanks.
It's probably too late for this year. But what variety of viburnum was it?
I couldn't tell you. All I can tell you is that the tag at the bottom says it should be big white blooms on there, and it should get about 9 feet. But I couldn't tell you the name, and I'm not home right now.
Yeah, I would. I'm going to go ahead. So you live down in the Houston area?
Sugar Land.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you, most of the viburnums got burnt bad from the freeze this year.
They smelled so bad.
Yeah, they got burnt. So I'm going to guess you either have a Walters or a Chindo. Those mm-hmm. are the two that I can think of that didn't get burnt. I got Chindos at the nursery, and they went right through.
Wow.
Does it have big leaves or small leaves?
It has kind of
medium-sized.
Yeah, medium-sized leaves, and it didn't struggle really. It made it just fine through the winter storm, actually.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd be curious which variety it is, but so they've already done their thing for this year, so they probably will not bloom this year. But they usually bloom in the spring. They probably got burnt from the freeze, and so that probably burned the blooms off for this year.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thinking right there. If it's got enough sun, you know, if you're short on sun, they won't bloom.
No, okay. But the thing says big white flowers, because I do not think of viburnums as having big flowers by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I've typically seen them in pink, but when I purchased this one, it said that it would bloom in white, but it's never bloomed, but it's always been big, green, and lush.
How long have you had it?
About 4 years now.
Yeah. So I.
Hold on. I'm thinking maybe you don't have a viburnum.
That's what I'm leaning is.
Well, you know, I'll call you next Saturday and while I'm home, and then we'll settle on it at that time.
Just send a picture of that tag in, too, because
I'll do that, yeah.
The whole idea of a large flower. So viburnum generally have a bunch of tiny flowers.
Right, that can be a bouquet, you know, kind of a grouping, but yeah. Not large.
And the two that Danny mentioned smell really good. Their flowers smell really, really, really delicious, but you don't get big ones. They're not like a showy.
Right, right.
People really get them for what you're describing, and that's that evergreen steadiness.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely call next Saturday because I want more insight before my wife makes me dig it up. So
that sounds good, and I'll fill Danny in.
I appreciate
in.
Your help.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, Derek. Mm. Anita will be here next week, so she loves viburnum, so she'll be able to help out there. So great question, though. We love all those questions. Any kind of question. That was love hearing from Derek. You know, cool thing Derek did. And we don't really scold people for this, but he went straight to the question.
Yeah, there you go.
Just straight to the question. Lasered in on it. So that was awesome. Derek, great question there. 281-496-5711. You got a lot in your mind. You got a lot on your plate. We're here to help. One more time. 281-496-5711. Danny's are here to answer your questions after a quick break.
Be a lawn hero with MicroLife fertilizers this summer. Add Hybrid 2005 in the pink bag. It's loaded with rich humates and protects your lawn with 76 species of probiotics. Easy to apply, turns turf grass lush green, and lasts all summer. For trouble spots, use MicroLife Humates Plus in the purple bag to remove salts and toxins, conserve water, and improve your soils and plants. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us at Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
It's not too late. Look over your summer vegetables, peppers, okra, eggplant, just to name a few. Any grown nice and big in the little 4-inch pot? Loosen the roots, soak them in a root stimulator, then plant. Now back to stimulating information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, it's Sherry at Plants for All Seasons. The heat is on. We have everything you'll need to get through this hot, humid summer that we're going to experience. With the high humidity and rainfall, we're going to see a lot of lawn fungus. We have all the lawn products that you'll need to take care of the problem. If you're not sure what's happening in your yard, bring pictures into the nursery. Our guys will help you figure out the right solution for the issue. Your vegetable gardens are probably bursting at the seams right now with fresh vegetables. They would like nothing more than a drink of compost tea, brewed fresh every week and available on the weekends. We just got a huge order of amazing succulents in all different varieties, and our greenhouse is loaded. We are open 7 days a week, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our incredible staff is always available to answer all your gardening and lawn questions. You can always find out more by visiting us at plantsforallseasons.com or our Facebook page. We're located at 21328 State Highway 249. And now more from Danny and Danny.
Thanks, Sherry. Yes, Danny and Danny time. And also Randy. Randy, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Randy, you there? Randy. Well, that was a fun opportunity to say his name like that. So, Randy, if you can hear us, give us a call back. If you guys can't hear us at all, just go ahead and text us to make sure that we're voluble. Okay, Danny Linderman is here from Enchanted Forest.
Yes, sir.
Talking gardening, obviously. But really, we consider lawns part of the garden.
Yep.
I know it's lawn and garden, but it's like they are a plant.
You bet.
This just in. Okay, what are lawn problems that you're seeing out there?
Right now, mainly funguses. I think that's probably the biggest thing. And, of course, drainage problems in the yard. And
Which is certainly going to lead to fungi.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what are what should people do?
Turn the sprinkler system off.
Okay. About 2 weeks ago, I saw some sprinklers going.
Number one, turn your sprinkler system off.
Yeah. Okay, that's number one. Number two.
So we're going to need to work on your drainage. Watch how the yard's draining or not draining, and try to fix that. Either, you know, through a drainage system or opening up a block swale or whatever it may be.
Get the rain garden.
Get that water moving.
Yeah.
If not, you're just asking for problems.
You know, we talk a lot about compost top dressing or doing Humates Plus down to kind of lower where the water stays. But right now we have so much water that the drainage problem you're dealing with is an overall flow thing. But it's still something that's really important to do for healthy plants.
You bet.
Making sure those roots are as deep as possible. And if people have standing water, especially after like a one incher, I mean, the water should be dealt with, right? Something should be happening with your water.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't need to go away right away, but it needs to go away. If it's still there the next day, there's an issue.
That's an issue, yeah. That's right. So keep that in mind. So check your spaces. Don't check it during the rain.
Right.
But do check it the next morning. If you still got puddles or even like wet, mushy soil.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the same thing. So and we'll tackle on a few things to handle that. That will lead to quite a few problems. But we got Randy back. And so, Randy, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, sir. I had a question. I'm looking to replace an oak tree that died on me, I believe, from the drought. And when I went to try and replace it, I was looking for like a Spanish oak or something that was fast growing. But they're telling me that that's not really the correct tree for this area. I live in Waller County and I have really sandy soil.
You know, I would say a Monterey oak is probably what your Mexican oak. I'm not sure what you're calling a Spanish oak. I'm guessing that's what you're talking about. But it that tree should be fine up there. There's a lot of good trees. And so back to the original part, how old was your other oak tree?
Well, the guy that cut it down, he said it looked to him like it was about 80 years old.
Hmm. I doubt the drought killed that tree, but it may have been, you know, you might have disturbed it when you – did you build a new house or something out there?
No, sir. That was a beautiful tree, so I just tried to keep it watered. But I have, like I say, I have extremely sandy soil, and it seemed like no matter how much I watered it, it just didn't help it.
It might have been something else going on.
The drought for a lot of plants was this final nail, four nails. You know, like it wasn't the one thing, but it definitely
put it
in the ingredient list.
Yeah.
So let's just, what are some fast growing nice big trees?
Yeah, oak trees are not, I don't think any of the oak trees are necessarily fast growing.
Yeah.
I mean, there may be faster growing ones and slower growing ones, but none of the oak trees are truly fast. So maples, ash, green ash is good. Maples, sycamore, Mexican sycamore is good.
Okay, so you lead me to another question. So, like, I had a silver leaf maple years ago, and it was a beautiful tree. But, man, when the leaves started coming off that thing, that turned into a full-time job.
Yeah. Usually what I tell customers at the nursery is, you know, what goes up must come down. Every leaf that's up there will come off that tree, even on a live oak. You know, they're evergreen, but those leaves don't stay on that tree forever. So every leaf must come down at some point.
I'm wondering, Randy, if you're asking for a Spanish oak and people are thinking of a certain kind of red oak that was popular for a while that was Spanish, and if you want something evergreen that's an oak that grows sort of fast, that Monterey oak that Danny mentioned is a great tree, and it will like those sandy soils. It's going to be one of the faster growing of the oak category. And so just instead of saying Spanish oak, let's just start saying Monterey oak. And then people will help you find that one because that is a pretty ubiquitously available tree.
And I went to some places, and it's like they didn't have hardly any trees.
That's not surprising.
So that's going to drag us back to this COVID.
Yep.
Crap. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a worldwide phenomenon that affects everybody, and it's intensely huge, and it certainly has made there be a run on home behavior stuff. So, but don't worry, we'll start seeing food prices go up too. So that's the upside to this, is it won't just be plants. It'll be everything.
The price increases we're already seeing in everything.
Yeah. So well, Randy, keep the search on. I wouldn't settle for a sick tree. And I think that, you know, some tips on looking for a Monterey oak. Maybe, Danny, you can give some good tips on what to look for a Monterey oak.
And just, you know, a nice, good structure, straight central leader, 15, 30 gallon. What size tree are you looking for?
He's not going to answer. Oh. He's not on the line anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But let's just say he's looking for a 30.
Well, yeah. So straight central leader, well branched, good color on the foliage. We don't want a chlorotic looking tree.
I like that. And also just check that trunk for any damage. A lot of times nursery folks will bump into it with a cart, or they're tied too tight or something like that. Yeah. So check that stuff. But thanks for that. Thanks for that question. Always love talking oaks, Randy. So anytime you got a chance to do that. And I'm thinking about getting a Monterey oak for my in-laws. They have a house down in Galveston, and I think it would be great for them too. So
they're a good tree.
They are good trees. So good recommendation.
Well, thank you.
281-496-5711. We want to help you out. What's your tree problem? What's your lawn problem? Let us know. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And one of the answers that we're going to have to your questions is always just going to be, look for Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions. They're making a bunch of phenomenal products that really help you be better at what you're doing. They have a pretty huge selection of soil-first, ecologically-minded products. I was just kind of cleaning out my garden beds. And guess what? Had a bunch of holes in it, my collard greens. And guess, Danny, what was all over the collard greens? Snails.
I'm about to say snails or slugs.
So many snails. I was like, oh my gosh, these snails. So I got my little souvenir baseball bat. And no, just kidding. I did pluck them off and put them away and then went and got my Sluggo. Monterey makes Sluggo. It is a great, great product for taking care and protecting your plants. I should have used it well before, because I knew it. I knew it was going to be on there. I knew they were going to ruin my crop. It literally stops snails and slugs. It just straight up works. You make a little ring. That's what I do. I make a little ring around where they're coming, or around my plant. If I don't know where they're coming from, if I know where they're coming from, you can just do a little barrier line. And what's cool about it is it lasts. If you don't disturb the soil, it'll last in that place for a while, even if it rains. So Sluggo is an awesome Monterey product. They're also making a BT, which stymies caterpillars, this one. And that's just a bacteria that the caterpillar can't eat. So if you're dealing with tropical armyworms, could be tobacco hornworm, could be armyworms in your lawn, seeing a lot of that, BT will solve that problem. You got a favorite Monterey lawn and garden product?
But both of those are, yeah, go-tos for sure.
Well, there we go. So we've got the double Danny seal of approval on Monterey BT and Monterey Sluggo and the Sluggo Plus.
I was about to say Sluggo Plus, but
yeah, that
one.
Nice.
I didn't want to.
I like the Sluggo Plus because it can stop some of the pest bugs.
Yeah.
Like if your plant is leaning over and if you ever have a leaf touching the ground, sometimes pill bugs will get on there and then you'll get a pill bug problem. And so the Sluggo Plus can stymie those guys as well.
Right.
So Monterey doing a great job, MontereyLawnGarden.com for a lot of their other products. And they have fertilizers, they have pest control stuff, they have some pretty cool like bait things if you're dealing with fire ants. A lot of great products at Monterey. So MontereyLawnGarden.com. 281-496-5711. Charles, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Hey.
I have a couple of quick questions, and it's all regarding my lawn. And I want to say I was listening earlier, and I was envious when I was hearing about all of the lush green growth and, you know, and the grass blades. And I'm kind of having the opposite problem. I'm having right. a lot of growth, but it's a lot of weed growth. And I guess I don't know what I'm not doing because I've kind of used, you know, the purple bag of MicroLife, and I've done the compost top dressing, and it's this one large area where I have grass in it, but it seems to be consumed with weeds, and I've used Agrolon to try to kill some of it, but it's just so much, and it just seems to, you know, proliferate almost every other day. It seems like I have more than the day before, and so I'm trying to figure out what do I need to do that I'm not doing, and is it possible that I can get somebody to come out and do like a consultation so I can figure out what do I need to, you know, do, or am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
So, Charles, what part of town are you in?
I'm over by University of Houston.
Yeah, I mean, email us, homeshowgardenpros.com, ask a pro button. I'm happy to come over and look at it and talk to you through some stuff.
Okay.
So that is the consultation question. It's a tough time right now because what we really need to do is cut back on the water.
Yeah. So is this a new home or what's happening?
No. I've been in my home for now probably close to 15, 16 years. And my lawn in general over the years has been fine, but probably give or take right around Harvey time or after Harvey, I've just seemed to develop all these problems. But the thing that makes it kind of crazy is people's lawns around me that don't do seemingly anything, they don't seem to have some of the problems that I'm having. And I have this one looks like brown patch has started to develop, and I put down some compost top dressing, and I put down MicroLife brown patch. And I guess I don't know how long it should take before it starts to turn around, but I noticed around the area, the grass leaf blades are yellow, and so I don't really know what that means.
That could be take-all patch even. So okay. is if that area has been like that for a little while, how long you been working on it?
This brown area has been there probably about 3.5 weeks now, and it just seems to have popped up, but it's just this one area, and the rest of the lawn on that side is tall and green, but it's just this one area. So I got some Nature's Way compost, and I did a compost top dressing, and then I put down some MicroLife ground patch, and so I don't know, is there something else I should be putting down with it?
We like to use the MicroLife bioinoculant.
Biomatrix?
Bioinoculant, it says on the bag.
No, sure, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's a powder?
No.
Liquid?
No.
It's spread. It's spreadable.
It's a granger. Yeah, but so we use that when we have a fungus issue. The problem is, without us seeing it, it's really hard. But
right.
It sounds like if you got yellowing blades, weeds coming up in the area, you got some kind of fungal issue, and that would be probably, without seeing it, take-all patch is what I'm going to lean toward. Mm. And take-all patch is a hard thing to control. And you're going about it the right way. I mean, you know, the compost top dressing is the way to go, but I would also do the bioinoculant, and that would get you over the edge, I would think.
Okay. What about horticultural molasses? Does that help at all?
I believe that it would help a ton because what it ends up doing is building up bacterial population, and they are consumers, and a lot of them, some of them will even eat the fungal problems. And so it's if you can do that, kind of put down a lot of molasses, because the MicroGrow bioinoculant is what's in the brown patch fertilizer. There's more fertilizer and less of the inoculant. But if you can follow that up with an overspray of molasses, you will grow the bacteria that's in that a little bit faster. And that will help. But for sure, let's get some eyes on it. Let's talk through that. And Charles, let's do that thing where we pause, go through a break, and then we'll answer your other questions.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Just hold on a little bit. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We're here. We're helping you out with your problems. We've done a lot of good conversation, a lot of interesting topics, and we're going to keep that going. Home Show Garden Pros.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Keep the fun in your garden, even in the heat. Wear a large hat. Get it before the sun gets high and hydrate yourself, just like your plants and grass. Garden fun means gardening smart with your Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. This is the year to create your own backyard vacation getaway. Visit us, and we will show you plenty of examples of how to create your own backyard paradise, from arbors to patios to, yes, a water garden, which is what we specialize in. Summertime means summer-loving plants, and yes, there are those plants here in Houston that love summers, and we've got them. We've got Pride of Barbados, Red Yuccas, Black-Eyed Susans, Vincas, all those plants that thrive in our hot summers. In just a few weeks, it will be time to start planting tomatoes for your fall crop. Get those beds ready now with Nature's Way compost and MicroLife fertilizers. And another garden event on the horizon is the annual arrival of hummingbirds for the fall. Be ready with feeders and food. We'll have the feeders, and you make the food. The recipe is simple, 4 parts of water to 1 part of sugar. And don't forget, our Ding Dang sale continues through the month of July. We still have plenty of bargains for you and new items being added on a weekly basis. Nelson's is located on the west side of Houston, just head west on I-10 and exit Katy Fort Bend Road. You can find us a half a mile up at the corner of Colonial Parkway and Katy Fort Bend Road. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Danny and Danny.
Thank you, Anita. Anita will be on next week for 2 full hours, so that's always exciting. She's right. Danny and Danny are here. Danny time.
Yes, sir.
And we're back to Charles's questions. Hey, Charles.
Yes, sir. And so my last 2 questions. One, when I put down the horticultural molasses, I noticed that I bought a bottle of it, the MicroLife, and it's concentrated. So what type of container do you put it in? Is it one of those, like, pump sprayers, or is it something that you can connect to your water hose? Because it said, like, you know, so many parts, you know, of the horticultural molasses to water. So how do you do it?
So if you're using a hose and sprayer, you do have to dilute it. And about 50-50 is what you have to dilute it to. I almost always put it out with my watering can. So it's like, I'll put some glugs in the watering can, fill it up with water, do a section, do it again, just repeat that until I've finished. And if I got a hose where I can take the hose in out to where the watering can is, where the problem is, then that's the easiest way. So that just ends up being so fast, just putting it in my watering can, watering out that way. It can work in any kind of sprayer, but you do have to dilute it kind of per the needs of the sprayer. So if you're using a pump sprayer, you really got to dilute it, probably a quarter or less.
So when you say a watering can, what kind of
wood? Oh, like just what you would water an adorable garden with. You know, mine's Mine's plastic, right? It's got the little shower head.
Oh, okay.
You know, is there another name for those?
No, I think watering can.
Okay, great. Water, and so, yeah, they just—it's like the little thing you tip over, and it makes a little shower of water.
Okay. Oh, I was just trying to figure out because when it's here, so actually, so if you're doing a large area, you just have to keep doing it, basically.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what's nice about setting the hose up out there is you can just refill it right there, over and over.
Right
and,
there.
Yeah. And also, in that way, you can do a little heavier concentrate, too.
Right.
And you don't have to dilute it quite as much to get there.
And that's, and if you don't, if the dilution isn't quite right, then that won't harm.
Not an issue at all, no.
Okay. Nope. And my last question, and this is just more of a, I don't know if you all have an answer to it or not, but when you're trying to do things using these organic products, is there a way to do it that doesn't become so expensive? Because I'm trying to do it all, but, you know, I'm sure I don't have to tell you all, but it gets quite costly after a while.
Yeah, it can. I think one of the things is patience, right? So don't go out there and do it again since you already did it last week. You got to be patient. I think the organic process is going to be a slower but steadier process. So you wouldn't expect things to come back to life, you know, after a day after you put something down.
Right.
So be patient. You know, what I always tell people is Mother Nature wants that plant to live. So what is going on that maybe we're doing? Are we watering too much? Could be. A lot of people do. And right now, you know, that's Mother Nature's in charge of that. But if you have a sprinkler and you're watering, you're barking up the wrong tree. I mean, every time we water, we're putting chlorine down. I mean, different chemicals that go into the soil,
right,
and it just kills all the beneficial stuff in the soil. So watch. I mean, at my house, I rarely water, rarely, like maybe 6-8 times a year. And that's it.
Danny was also just telling a story off air about a little house he's got down the street from the nursery, and the thing about your approach you're doing, Charles, is you're setting the stage is what you're doing. So the kind of chemical industry has us saying, okay, every month you do this. And they have designed their products that if you don't apply it, everything crumbles to bits.
Right. Well,
the approach you're taking is building a foundation. It's setting a stage. You're making sure you're adding to the system that Mother Nature,
right,
wants to continue. And it should be the case that you can really start cutting back. I mean, John Ferguson was talking about how he used to compost top dress twice a year, and now he does it about once every 3 years. And
right,
you know how much he fertilizes about once a year now, and not every 2 months. You know, so that's just this kind of notion that you are recreating a rich soil space, and once you're done, you will just have a rich soil space until the next crisis, the next flood, the next drought, whatever. And so that's when you'll reset, but it'll be a ton easier to reset then because you'll have all this life and all this wealth in the soil. And so just keep that in mind that at some point,
okay,
you're saving money on your water bill because you can just stop watering.
Right. Okay.
And then you what you've invested in it is not gone. So when people spend very little and they put a lot of chemicals down, that money's all gone. It is vanished. It's no longer part of their story. Yours is still part of your soil. Every dollar you spend is still part of your soil success. So, but I hear you. I mean, lawn clippings, doing your own compost. You know, I put out fertilizer now when I feel like the grass needs it, which is probably twice a year.
Okay. Well, thank you, and I'll send the email to you and see if we can set something up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. I enjoy your show.
Hey, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Charles been calling in since the get-go. So, sure, he's a great guy. I mean, you know, radio-wise, he seems like an awesome dude.
Yeah.
So, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees. Feed the earth, starve the landfill with Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com. Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
If you guys haven't decided to head on over to Southwest Fertilizer yet, not only do they have everything that we've talked about product-wise, from Monterey to all the soil stuff, to all the MicroLife stuff, but they also really have an incredible staff, and they love answering gardening questions one-on-one. All the tools you could want, the watering supplies, all the humic acid products you could want. They got the Rev, which is great. They're really one of the first places to say, heck yeah, we'll do that. They even have a little special stand there for it. But you walk in there, you'll get asked how they can help you, and they love helping people out. So great service, great products, great service, great folks. In back, they have a full-service lawn repair shop. And with all the grass growing and all the wet mowing, it's probably time to get your blades sharpened. And I don't know what their turnaround is on that, but if you can go in there and get your blades sharpened, it will help with all this mowing that you're having to do. Any problems that you got, take in a sample, bring a picture, they'll ID it, they'll help you out, and they'll get you out the door with a product that will help you. So that's Southwest Fertilizer. They're right there on Bissonnette Street in town. Their website, southwestfertilizer.com. 281-496-5711. Danny Linderman here. Danny, what's happening up at the Enchanteds these days?
Moving right along, trying to miss the rain, you know, when we can, dealing with it when we get it.
Has the rain kept people away?
No, not so much. It cools things down, so yeah. It makes it really nice. You know, so you can't complain about it. But it's been... Yeah, it hasn't been too bad, but it definitely made the summer so much cooler.
So much more pleasant,
oh,
for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's crazy. But, yeah, no, inventory's doing good. Still on the lookout for a few odds and ends that we just can't get our hands on, but we're looking every day for more. And, you know, it's kind of crazy. But most things are in good stock, and everything's looking good. It's enjoying the rain, so it's having a great time.
Yeah, getting that healthy, clean rainwater in.
There you go.
That is awesome. Yeah, it's such a great place to visit. It really is so pretty up there. Such a big fan. So you're saying people need to – nothing's official yet, but hopefully you guys will reenact some classes pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Not reenact, but actually they'll be the first time. These will be original first-time classes.
Yeah, new classes.
Yeah. But so nothing's on date yet, but that's the hope, is that in fall
– Yeah, yeah.
So if y'all don't know this, if you don't know, they – Enchanted – before the pandemic, had this phenomenal lecture series. Every single week, basically, a great speaker would come in. Every once in a while, it'd be me, so the bar lowered
Yeah, that wasn't that good, but the rest of them were really good.
He's just kidding. No, it was such a great program. You guys did, and then both sites would do
right.
it.
Yeah.
So you could actually go see the same speaker two times if you were a big fan.
If you enjoyed it that much.
But all kinds of stuff from wildlife, all the plant questions you could get. So anyway.
Yeah, we miss it. I mean, we enjoy it. I mean, we learn stuff too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's a beautiful place. Great plant selection. Good staff. You guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
When we get back from this quick break, we're going to talk with Spirit, answer that question there. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Creaks are floors crying for help. Is it wood rot, termite damage, foundation trouble? Crush the creaks.
Call Texas Floors. Their certified flooring inspectors track down the trouble, giving you money-saving solutions and silence. See scratched floors or faded, stained carpet? Texas Floors removes and replaces tired floors with your dream floor from thousands of wood, tile, and carpet options. Stop the creaks. Love your floors. Visit Texas Floors showroom or have them come to you. TexasFloors.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
As we talk about solutions, one thing that has come up all the time is MicroLife. I think the most recent product we mentioned is that MicroGrow bioinoculant.
Right.
And this one's wonderful. It is just a bag full of microbes. And what they do is they reproduce and eat your bad disease problems. So if you really, really urgently want to get rid of your soil fungus problems, and you have some or you're about to have some because of all this rain, turn to MicroLife. They do a great job. Just their regular old, you know, multi-purpose green bag 624 is a beautiful product. The way their kind of strategy is they're going to encourage and improve your soil, and that is going to make you have better plants, more resilient plants, less disease problems, less weed pressure. So just really cool, just really, really great stuff. You got a favorite MicroLife product that you...
Well, the bioinoculant, the MicroGrow is great. I mean, the 624 is great. Green bag. I mean, you use it on everything.
Everything.
Grass, flowers, citrus, trees, shrubs.
Everything. It's just a great thing to keep in the garage. Yeah. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of their liquids, foliar spraying with the Super Seaweed, with the Ocean Harvest. They're just making great products.
Yeah, you bet.
So their website, to learn more about what they got going on, microlifefertilizer.com. If you want to see where their stuff is sold, homeshowgardenpros.com. And they're just doing a really great job. So, yeah, proud of MicroLife. All right, we're going to talk to Spirit. Spirit, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have a question about standing water. Currently, in my backyard, I have standing water on one side of the fence where my neighbor may have put like a cement walkway. And I have pavers, cement pavers and grass on both sides. But I wanted to know if you guys, is there a different option other than the expense of getting a French drain that I could explore to help soak up that standing water from when it rains?
There's just really no way to soak it up. So you could, you know, maybe add a little bit of dirt or soil to the area to get it over the hump of, you know, the sidewalks or whatever. It's just kind of hard to see over the radio. But the humates, you know, and the top dressing.
To see.
The top dressing. Hush, Danny. Will help open up the soil and let that water drain faster. But, you know, if you're getting too much water holding back there, you're probably going to need to elevate it somehow to put it, you know, get it over the hump and out to the street.
Okay.
Yeah, so the encouragement here is maybe a product like the Divot Mix from Nature's Way Resources that's part topsoil, part compost. And that can raise your soil level while also improving your root depth. The last thing maybe to try is Humates Plus. So that will open the soil up, allow for more water storage, but... Yeah, if it looks like it's a little divot, a hole, then nothing you can really do will stop the water from going away.
Yeah, you have to build it up.
Okay. Yeah, and that's what I think it is. I don't want to do anything expensive, but I definitely want to, you know, keep the grass there.
Right, right.
Well, I would love to invite you to send me an email with some pictures, homeshowgardenpros.com, the Ask a Pro button. And send a picture of the space there, and we can get a dialogue going about solving that problem and kind of seeing if there are solutions besides a drain.
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you, guys. I love listening to this show.
Well, thanks for saying that. Yeah, Danny does a great job.
Thank you.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Have a great day.
I mean, sometimes it's okay to talk in the third person, you know, to describe myself.
I was wondering.
Yeah,
what,
yeah.
Danny, what?
Wait, hold a second. Hold on a second. No, Danny Linderman here, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Garden, you know, representing the whole Linderman crew.
There you go.
Yeah. So You guys are doing an awesome job.
Well, thank you. So are you, Dean.
How's Judy doing?
She's doing great.
I don't see her very much.
Yeah, she's doing great.
Big fan, though. Big fan. Well, cool. Cool, cool. Well, thanks for being here. Great job dishing out knowledge as always. Really, really, Danny really is our, knows so much about water, about irrigation systems, about how that works with landscapes. And you have seen so many spaces overwatered.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And so just the parting wisdom.
It's amazing. I will caution everybody, don't overwater.
Just go out, turn your systems off, and just leave them off.
Maybe not forever.
Maybe not forever.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Thanks. Good job, man. As always, this has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.